This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. Republicans are expecting U.S. President Donald Trump to announce Saturday that he is nominating Judge Amy Coney Barrett to the U.S. Supreme Court as he aims to put a historic stamp on the high court weeks before the election. Before Mr. Trump unveils his pick, conservative groups and congressional allies are laying the groundwork for a swift confirmation process for Barrett. They, like the president, are wasting little time hoping to replace the late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, organizing a multi-million-dollar ad campaign and marshaling in supporters from both to confirm the pick and boost Mr. Trump's second term. The late U.S. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg lay in state Friday at the U.S. Capitol, making history as the first woman so honored in America. This is as intensifying election year battles swirls over her replacement. The President Trump is set to announce the nominee on Saturday, a pick that could push the court rightward for a generation. Ginsburg flag-draped casket drew members of Congress, top military family, and friends. Presidential nominee Joe Biden and running mate Kamala Harris attended the event. Harris said Ginsburg absolutely and intentionally cleared a path for women, like in her public life. Same goes for House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, welcoming Ginsburg's casket with profound sorrow. The justice died at 87. This is VOA News. Firefighters and officials at California's largest utility company brace for hot and dry, windy weather in northern and central areas of the state this weekend that may fan the flames of several major wildfires or spark new ones. Pacific Gas and Electric warned Friday that it may cut power from Sunday morning to Monday, potentially affecting 97,000 customers in 16 counties, during which forecasters said a ridge of high pressure will raise temperatures and generate gusts. PG&E is said to be a ridge of high pressure and will raise the temperatures and determine if it would be necessary to shut off the power to areas where gusts could damage the company's equipment or hurl debris into lines that can ignite flammable vegetation. The World Health Organization said on Friday the global death toll from COVID-19 could double to 2 million before a successful vaccine is widely used and could be even higher without a concerted action to curb the pandemic. WHO Director of Emergency Programs Mike Ryan told a briefing on Friday unless concerted action is taken, 2 million death toll is not only imaginable, but likely. He also said young people should not be blamed for the recent spike in infections, despite growing concern that youths are driving a spread after restrictions and lockdowns were eased around the world. A Chinese health official says the country's annual production capacity for coronavirus vaccines will top 1 billion doses next year, following an aggressive government support program for construction of new factories. The official from the National Health Commission says capacity is expected to reach 610 million doses by the end of the year. He says distribution of vaccines will prioritize the groups like as medical workers, border personnel, and the elderly before they are made available to the general public. China has promoted the construction of a vaccine testing facility and manufacturing plants. France has opened a terrorism investigation following a knife attack Friday that seriously wounded two people near the old Paris offices of the Charlie Hebdo newspaper. Once again, journalists were targeted. Two members of the French production agency Premieres was stabbed as they took a cigarette break.